This is AP News. I'm Rita Foley. The U.S. is sending a guided missile submarine to the Middle East, and Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin is telling the USS Abraham Lincoln aircraft carrier strike group to get to the region fast. Tensions in that region have been soaring after the assassinations of a Hamas leader and a Hezbollah commander. Russian President Putin is talking about those Ukrainian forces that crossed the border into Russia's Kursk region. He says Ukraine may be trying to get a better negotiating position in future talks. The AP's Karen Shamas.
An official in the Kursk border region of Russia is urging residents to evacuate due to the very tense situation there, where Russian forces are scrambling to respond to a surprise Ukrainian attack. Ukraine's President Volodymyr Zelensky recently broke the government's silence on the Ukrainian military incursion into Russia.
Debbie, the big storm is gone, but many Americans are still wrestling with the mess. The AP's Jackie Quinn.
The tropical system may have moved out to sea, but the heavy rains have rivers overflowing their banks in parts of North and South Carolina, Pennsylvania, and upstate New York, where Governor Kathy Hochul said there are still power outages.
This is what happens with the heavy winds, the rainfall. Many times limbs snap the power lines, resulting in power outages.
Communities are without electricity in Ohio and Pennsylvania. I'm Jackie Quinn.
And at the just-ended Olympics,
the U.S. finishes with 40 gold medals in the games, tied for most with China, and has 126 overall medals, most of any country.
Correspondent Steve Carney. Some of America's largest companies say their customers are searching for bargains or just avoiding things they think are too expensive. Companies like Amazon, Disney, and Yum Brands. Companies are slowing their price increases or even cutting them. This is AP News. Uncle Sam wants to make it easier for you to click the unsubscribe button. The AP's Julie Walker.
Making it easier for people to click the unsubscribe button for unwanted memberships and recurring payment services. A slew of federal agencies say they're working on it. The broad new government initiative, dubbed Time is Money, will impact industries spanning from healthcare, fitness memberships, media subscriptions, education, and many more. Efforts rolling out Monday include a new FCC inquiry into whether to impose requirements on communications companies that would make it as easy to cancel a subscription or service as it was to sign up for one. I'm Julie Walker.
The Consumer Financial Protection Bureau says one in five Americans are affected by outstanding medical debt. The total cost is $88 billion. I'm Rita Foley, AP News.